Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Do you know when you are in that situation where somebody says something wrong and you know it's wrong, but you don't want to correct them?
Every day when I'm talking to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Shut up. That's not it. Wow, Jeremy.
Roasted.
Well, okay. I'm not wrong.
But yesterday, I was on my walk, and there were a couple of young ladies in front of me walking, right?
Oh.
And I heard their conversation, and it took all of my might not to be like, oh, my God, you're wrong. Like, they said,
How old were they?
They were, God, they had to be like early 20s.
Oh, they were young. They're going to be wrong about everything.
They were young.
Okay.
And so they were walking, and they're like, I don't know, doesn't she live in, like, the Reno district? And the other one was like, I think so. Where's that? And they're like, you know, downtown, the Reno district. And I'm just like, I know. And the whole time I'm walking behind, I'm like,
Rhino.
I know what it is. I know what it is. And the other one's like, I think it's Rhino. And she's like, why wouldn't it be called Rhino? Are there rhinos there? And like that was like the moment where I started to pass them. And it took all of my might not to be like, River North. That's why they call it that. It's, you know, the shortened
Rhino. And there is a rhino
district
down there, too.
There is a rhino down there now. But it was just so funny to me. I'm like, did you grow up here? Like, we're in Lone Tree. We're not across the state where you wouldn't be familiar. You've never heard the term rhino district? It blew my mind. And I didn't say anything just because, again, when you're outside walking.
Oh, I wish
walking,
you had.
I know. Well, it took
like, shut up, old lady.
That's why I did it. Because I knew immediately they'd be like, who is this lady walking telling us what it is?
I'm so, getting on TikTok. I'm mad.
I know, and I knew it. That's why I didn't say something. But, man, I wanted to correct them so badly.
You should have.
I wanted to.
Why not?
I didn't want them to put a TikTok up about
me. Yeah, but that's how they have to learn from their elders.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
I don't
gather
know.
Around the campfire, children. The elders have a story to tell you about the Rhino District.
The Rhino District.
There's art on the buildings down there.
I don't know if this is just me, but when I'm around younger people especially, I just don't want them to like record and
you get scared.
Me.
I've noticed that.
I'm like,
God, where were we? Something else happened too where there were some young people and you wanted to say something to them. Was that a story you were telling me off the air?
Yeah.
You're like, I just get so scared and nervous around the youngsters, around the Zers.
Young people scare me. Unless it's my daughter, then I have to put the mom face on. But all the other ones terrify me.
Are you afraid that they're going to like tackle you and beat you down or just like...
They're going to hurt
like
your feelings.
Like shame you somehow with your feelings.
I'm afraid they're going to record me and put me on TikTok. And I'm going to go
for what,
viral
being right, though?
Without me knowing. Yeah, this lady thinks she's right. Like, I don't know. You never know how those things are going to unfold. Right? Like, you could be right, but it doesn't matter because you got in their space. And that's what the TikTok's about. So I am
so... You were on the trail. You could have run.
It's
Rhino District! I want to thank all of our listeners who have been writing in, not only on the text line, but a lot of messages on my Facebook and my Instagram, asking me about how I'm feeling, because I've just been a little off for the past couple months. So I finally went into the doctor, and I was like, hey, I'm just feeling a little off, which I think everybody should do, right?
Yeah.
Like, take care of your health. If you're listening right now and you're just feeling a little weird, go see your doctor. I was in there, and he ordered a bunch of blood tests and stuff. We're just going to see what the heck's going on. I think it's menopause or low T or something. But anyway, I got in there, and the lady was drawing my blood, and she's like, oh, did you know that your doctor also requested a stool sample? And I was like, oh, God, no. Oh, dear God, no.
Like right now?
Right now? So I started to unzip my pants, and she's like, no, no, no.
Hey.
She gave me the little hat thing that you put on your toilet. And you take it home. I had to do it at home. So it looks like a hat. It's like a cowboy hat turned upside down, and you put it on your toilet, all right?
Yeah.
And I can't believe how many people like wrote me and were like, how did I go? I will say, like, I waited until there was nobody at home. Like, I was like, it's like a dog who, like, goes off and wanders off alone and dies. I wanted to be alone.
Nobody watch me.
Please, I don't want anyone in the house knowing what is going on. So they were running some errands, you know, and I ran downstairs and grabbed the cowboy hat and ran upstairs. And I didn't know. I've never done this before.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know. I had like a I had wet wipes and a trash bag and a bottle of Windex.
Why the Windex?
I don't know. I didn't know how messy this was going to be. I had a spoon, you know, in the cup.
Yeah. They
some
said
Febreze.
The spoon, right? That yeah. They, yeah, they yeah. Requested or they
I had rubber
suggested.
Gloves on and a mask. I didn't know what the heck was going to happen. So anyway.
The whole hazmat suit.
Yeah. I had, like a painting suit on and I locked all the doors all the way up, you know, into the bedroom and I locked the bathroom door and I turned on the music and all. It was a thing. Okay. So anyway. You did your thing, you know, and then you get the spoon out and you do your thing and you fill up the cup and it's one of the worst things that you got to do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How full did you go?
Oh, I topped that baby off. So anyway, then you take that and you put it in the freezer, okay? So when they did finally come home, it's like wrapped in a bag and I put it in the freezer and I brought everyone over to the freezer and said, don't open this bag.
Did you tell them what was in it?
Well, they knew. Okay. I mean, they knew what okay. I had to get done. And okay. I was like, this is what I did. I did something. I have done something.
Okay. Well, because usually when you tell kids don't do this, they do
it. Oh, believe
and
me,
so
my
I
son was
hoping...
like, let me see it.
I know. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to show you. But listen, I have done something, and this is the something I did. And now it is here in the freezer next to the corn dogs. And you should not open this bag. Because it will scar you. It will scar you. So anyway, yesterday was the day that I had some time to go run it back to the doctor's office because you got to go drop it off.
Yeah.
So we were out running some errands yesterday. We had a show thing going on. Okay, so we did our show thing, yeah. Three of us. I ran home, grabbed this container out of the freezer, threw it in the car, and made my way to the doctor's office. And the whole time I'm like looking down at this like it's in the... passenger seat. I'm like, who? If I were to get pulled over right now, and the police officer was like, what's in the bag?
Yeah, I know.
This the whole time I'm thinking, like, if I get pulled over and they're going to ask what's in the bag, I'm going to be like, Dookie.
Please search me.
Dookie.
I consent.
So I get to the doctor's office and I roll in and I grab my frozen turd and I'm fairly far out in the parking lot and I'm grabbing this bag and of course the bag says biohazard on the
right.
side. So I'm walking in with the biohazard bag and people keep looking at me. And I don't know, I'm like, you're looking at my bag, they're like, what's in the biohazard bag? And I get in and I hand the lady the thing at the front desk. I'm like, here you go. Here's my bag. And she's like, she's kind of like, this is one of these, like, why am I working here?
Yeah, right.
I give her the bag, and she's like, does it have to stay frozen? I was like, yes, it's got to stay frozen. And she keeps, like, looking at me kind of weird, too, like, giving me weird looks. So I dropped it off, and I walked back out to my vehicle. And as I get in, I grab, like, the rearview mirror, you know, because I felt like I had something in my tooth. And I look, and I bend it, and I look down, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror. And lo and behold, I forgot I had a Mix 100 shirt on.
Oh,
I hate when I do that.
And I know a lot of people listen to this show,
yeah.
So I'm thinking a few of them were like, hey, is that Jer from the radio? And what the hell is he doing with a biohazard bag full of poop?
He's really doing it. He said he was going to do
it. He did the thing.
He's finally doing it.
He did the thing. New travel trend that's gaining traction after somebody talked about it on Instagram and everybody's kind of glomming onto it. It's called a plop vacation. So instead of cramming your trip full of sightseeing and excursions and a jam-packed itinerary, the idea is basically just to plop down, find a chair, a hammock, a comfortable spot, and spend your entire vacation Jabba the Hutting it.
Hmm.
Yeah, travel experts are saying that people often come home from vacations feeling exhausted because basically they're trying to cram in so much stuff. And that we need to enjoy the plop vacation just a little bit more because there's no pressure or packed schedule, just the old R&R, which is what vacation should be, that you're resting and relaxing. Anyone can enjoy a plop vacation, says this story. Single people, couples, even people with kids. False.
Yeah, right. That last part, I don't know about that. But
their key is to pack a bag with everything your family needs for the day and enjoy not having to carry it all over the city and find somewhere special and plop down and just enjoy the view. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm a fan of the plop.
I think so. The plop sounds nice.
Yeah, like part of the vacation. I don't think I could just sit there the whole time.
I like exploring, right?
My gosh, if you're in some kind of like beautiful tropical destination, like I want to go see what's up. I want to go see what's going on.
Yeah, you want some waterfalls.
Exactly. Part of it, I
want some local food.
Relax. But, I mean, I don't need to I don't need to be all about the plop, right?
I know a few people that would, once they plop, they don't stop.
I know
a few people. even in general life, when you see them, they're ploppers.
Well, it's just hard for them to get up, really.
Yeah. they plop down, and once they're there.
That's just gravity.
Yeah. Actually, I think of one big one right now.
I think I know who you're
I think I'm going to name her Plop now. That's an awesome nickname. Like,
she can plop off, actually.
Is Plop coming over? We better clear the chair off because Plop's coming.
Your new secret nickname. Yeah, that's good.
Not even a secret.
I wonder who that could be, huh? Who am I talking about? Nobody knows. Speaking of plopping, you can also plop like in the city that you're in too. You don't have to go travel; just plop where you're at.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, I think, locally.
Exactly.
Isn't there?
Or you can just do all the things.
Or do a local out and do live your life for God's sake.
Well, it's really neat. Actually, I don't know if you heard Pride Month. It's celebrating things all month long, so there are so many things for you to get into in celebration of it. So this weekend in particular, both Edgewater and Longmont have a couple places for you to get into the festivities. This weekend we also have the Chalk Art Festival. Now this is so
I've always
neat.
Wanted to go,
me too.
And it's such a good weekend for because it's gonna be like 90 degrees
exactly, no rain in the forecast. So the 6th and the 7th, so that's
tomorrow, Sunday.
I didn't even mean to do that. Downtown Denver, this is going to cover two blocks south of Civic Center Park. So 12th and Bannock, I believe, is where it's going to be. And it is so neat, like the way people create art with chalk. It is mesmerizing.
You know what I've always wanted to do?
Real artists out there.
I've always wanted to go down to the Chalk Art Festival and have like a big gulp. You know?
I knew you were going to wreck the art.
But have it be empty, you know, and just walk up to people and then act like you're drinking out of it and then go, whoa, and drop it like you're, like right on their chalk art and watch them freak out.
And no, I could
Wouldn't
totally
that be fun?
See you doing that. Fun.
I think it's hilarious.
I know you
or you know what else you could do is you could bring a little squirt gun and put it in your pocket, and like as you're walking by, be like, right on their chalk art.
Just to mess with them. No. Yeah. Why not give them a little anxiety?
And that's when Jeremy was escorted out of the Chalk Art Festival.
The only person to ever get kicked out of the Chalk Art Festival, local radio DJ. Yeah. You can also get into the Denver Greek Fest. That's this weekend. So much fun. Opa, right? Holy Spanakopita. Nothing? Nothing?
Where's my squirt gun? I want to squirt you right now.
And then just one more, because it is the free fishing weekend. So you can go up and fish at all the lakes without any license this weekend only here in Colorado.
Like anywhere?
Yeah. Like they do not know this, the free fishing weekend. So you don't have to have a license.
It.
Yeah. You can go and fish wherever you'd like, and you don't have to have a license
up.
For it. And they want you to,
if you own a restaurant, you can stock up this weekend.
Well, they want you to be able to test out the waters, if you will, to see if fishing is for you. And then you can buy yourself a license. And I strongly encourage that. Taking your kids up fishing.
It's good memories.
Oh, such good memories, and a great way for them to just learn about like life. Like being able to, you know, bait a hook.
That's a life skill.
That is a life skill. I know how to do it with a leech or a worm. Let's go.
Look at you.
Let's go.
It's a great experience too to learn some very colorful language from your father.
I know.
After you hook that line on, you know, seaweed and stuff and a log for the 15th time and you gotta restring the hook. Very colorful language from your father.
Yeah, that seems personal.
It's very personal. I learned some good ones, though.